This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is former Michigan Congressman Vernon Ehlers. For 18 years, he represented Michigan's 3rd Congressional District. That's the Grand Rapids area of Michigan. He's also the first nuclear physicist ever elected to Congress. And while he does not have direct experience on reactors, such as at the center of the crisis in Japan right now, he does have some important insights on that, as well as how any subsequent debate on the safety of nuclear energy in this country ought to proceed. And Congressman, it's a great pleasure to have you with us again.
Well, thank you very much, and happy to help any way I can.
Thank you, sir. As you obviously watch from afar what's going on in Japan, we're seeing so many different analyses of what the situation is. Some say the containment seems to be working. Others say we're on the brink of another Chernobyl here. How do you sift through this and determine what's the likely story?
I can't judge it because I haven't visited there. I'm not sure what the design of their reactors is, but I doubt if it'd be a Chernobyl. The Japanese are very bright people. They've done a lot of good work in nuclear physics, and I'm sure they understand it. But very few people prepare or live their life assuming that they can handle an earthquake on the Richter scale. That is a huge earthquake, and then you compound that with a tsunami coming in and ruining the generators, which generate some of the electricity to keep the plant going. It's pretty hard to imagine something like that happening, and of course it did. I doubt very much whether the reactor design, as I've heard it discussed, would be of a type that would be used in the U.S., and of course we have never had earthquakes of that magnitude. I think we have to wait and see what develops out of this. If radioactive material escapes, I can't believe it would be large amounts of it. And nevertheless, it could be dangerous to be living in the area around the plants. I would certainly make sure that we had a safe and secure area around the plant so no one would come in contact with radioactive material or breathe it. I'm sure the Japanese are taking those steps now. They may well lose billions of dollars in the reactors because they probably will have to be totally rebuilt. And so there's a substantial penalty for it, but I would not expect a large loss of life unless something very unusual would happen.
What would be your encouragement and advice as this debate inevitably plays out in America? Obviously, you have been a physicist for many, many years, and you are obviously on the job when the meltdown happened at Three Mile Island, or the scare happened at Three Mile Island. What do you remember from the debate that ensued from that would be wise to caution folks on now?
Well, I think the first mistake the industry in America made is to talk about how safe they had made their reactors and that nothing could ever go wrong. That assumes that one is infallible in the design. And I think that was a great mistake. If instead they had said, we know that things will go wrong, but we are going to design it so no radioactivity will get out and no one will be injured, even though the company may lose $2 billion, which is what happened on Three Mile Island. If they had said ahead of time, we're protecting the public, but we realize we could lose a lot of money if something goes wrong, then everyone would have applauded them afterwards, saying, hey, you protected us even though you lost a lot of money. So I think we learned a lot from Three Mile Island, much of which is you have to recognize the company may go broke if you don't really produce a reactor that's not going to be fatally injured. And you certainly don't want to let radioactivity get off site. They took care of the latter part, but not protecting their own financial status by building a really secure and safe reactor.
What's your sense on the containment properties and facilities at the 104 nuclear reactors we have now?
I think most of them are built to meet the standards that you would want. We have not had an incident since Three Mile Island, and we are even storing spent radioactive rods in casks on the property now. I think I would consider that probably the most dangerous part of current operation, and I hope someday we can resolve the argument about what to do with the nuclear waste. But I think when you look at it all the way around, I think nuclear energy as a whole can be done very safely. There will be accidents. There will be some injuries. But good grief, you look at the average power plant now, they have accidents and they have injuries. You can also endanger the neighborhood if you have a lot of pollution coming out of the stack of a standard coal-fired power plant, and that's of some danger to the people living around it too. So you have to evaluate every source of energy that you use, look at all aspects of it, and just don't assume that one type is safe, but the others are not. I personally think that if we engineer nuclear power plants properly, they can be made fully as safe as a well-engineered coal-fired plant or even a natural gas plant.
A two-part question as we exit, sir. Number one, how much potential do you think we lost by not building another reactor, another plant in the wake of Three Mile Island? And how big of a role should nuclear power play in our energy agenda going forward?
Well, I have to say that nuclear is going to play a very important role in the future because the amount of fossil fuels available in the world is diminishing because we're burning it up so rapidly. And so even though we are starting to turn to natural gas, we're going to run out of that too. There are just so much of those resources. And nuclear power can keep going a long time with the uranium stock we're aware of. Eventually we would run out of that too. But you just have to look at all the alternatives, consider what your needs are, what the best design would be to meet those needs. Some cases that'll be nuclear, in some cases coal-fired, some places gas-fired, et cetera. But given the fact that we're heading for $5 a gallon gasoline for automobiles, I can assure you the public will be very upset if we decide to run power plants again off all types of fossil fuels and the price of gasoline for cars goes up to $6 or $7 a gallon as a result. You have to look at all these factors together and decide what's the best overall approach.
Well, I think you're right, sir, that the rising price of fuel is going to make the public demand some answers on this sooner rather than later. Thank you very much for sharing your expertise with us today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
Former Michigan Congressman Vernon Ehlers represented Michigan's 3rd Congressional District in the Grand Rapids area for nearly 18 years in the House, just retired this past January. He's also the first nuclear physicist ever elected to Congress. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.